Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 484.
And if you aren't watching this and you're listening to this, you've made the right decision.
If you're wondering why I'm breathing heavily, I did a dab as a way to represent weekend banter. It's Sunday.
We're dedicating this to BK's Tesla, this mm-hmm. episode.
I didn't realise BK, he used to work across the road.
We used to work across the road from him because he technically still works there.
Okay. So he works on Easy Street. He actually, his office is a train.
It's amazing. It's in one of the old recycled trains, which they've put on top. Mm-hmm. Easy's Burgers is in one of them. It's a good spot.
And so BK has a business around salary sacrifice and stuff, but it's sort of an environmental spin on the whole thing, trying to do good for the world.
Mm. And he went vegan, full vegan.
Yeah, I think he still is, I'm guessing.
Well, as in, like, I remember him transitioning to the vegan. You know, you always hear it. Well, sorry, BK, but it's a mate, hats off to you. Like, sticking out that, it's fucking sick.
During Christmas, he was saying that he was going to turn off the show because we were giving away a turkey.
Mate, no, we gave away a ham.
A ham, I'm so sorry.
And we had to do it. And will we give away hams in the future? Maybe.
but anyway, so there was a bit of a... It wasn't a joke at first, but you had told me, yeah, BK has a Tesla.
Well, no, I think I legitimately, maybe he like was trolling me. Maybe he mentioned something. Oh, no. He got a Tesla given to him.
He won one.
No.
For a week or something.
Oh, did he? Yeah, maybe for a week.
Because I saw on.
He had a test drive Tesla.
What's his business called again?
Simply Green. Salary packaging. He had a Tesla in his possession for some time and he was taking photos of it. So I was like, he's got a Tesla. I don't know anyone that's got a Tesla. That's cool. BK's got a Tesla.
And so that was the thing that when you talked about BK ever, it's like, fuck, we need to get in his Tesla.
Mate, I want to get on a Tesla. Still do. Haven't been in one.
Mm. And so I've been in one. It's great. But the funny thing is we caught up with him once and I made some reference about the Tesla and he was like, guys, I don't have a Tesla.
Because he'd heard us talking about him having a Tesla.
Many times. And so there was an embarrassing moment where we sort of realized this.
We doubled down on it. We doubled down on the whole Tesla thing. Yeah. It was the joke. I get it. You do have a Tesla. Yeah,
he's just playing it down.
Yeah, whatever. Where's your Tesla keys?
But anyway, we got an Instagram DM from him the other day, just this week. And it's it must have been Monday or Tuesday. And it was a photo of a Tesla and the number plate was BK. And he said something like, it's finally happened.
He's a part of the Squeegee Key Ring cult.
Yes. So an OG.
He's an OG Gronk.
And so he sends that photo. What did you see the photo in 97?
Yeah, it's literally like the front of the Tesla and his number plate.
And so what did you think when we got that?
Well, I mean, I saw the number plate and I was sold when I saw his number plate.
Because
it was his.
It's personalized.
It's 1-BK.
And so I thought, I reckon he must have found a Tesla that has BK on it and his mates have sent it to him. But then on Friday, we regrammed the story of him, like the Tesla steering wheel, and then it's us on YouTube the screen.
I didn't know Teslas had TVs. Yeah. I want to go on a Tesla even more now. Mm. And I want to go on BK's Tesla. Did we bully him into doing this? Did we say this kid has got a holiday. He's always talked about a holiday house that he has. And then his parents bought one.
Has that happened?
Nah, it's a shit analogy I brought it up.
Terrible.
I mean, we can just use this this case study of
as
our mate
analogy.
Who we said had a Tesla and finally got one.
Mm. Yeah, no, but
it's unbelievable.
I think it'd be great to maybe do an episode from his
the back
Tesla.
Of the Tesla.
I think that would be sick. That'd be good fun. Episode 500. The tickets have sold out. However, we are doing an extra Sunday ticket run. So there's a couple. We've done the classic thing of spoken to Lawrence from AU79. Mate, can you fit more seats? And so we're doing. It's like 20 more.
Yeah, it's happening.
And so I guess we need to figure. So fucking, we know that we said tickets are basically gone on Friday. and they have been gone on Saturday, but we've released some more. Now we need to actually sort out what we're doing for the event. So what have we got dialed in? What have we worked out so far?
So I will be attending the doctor, as will you. We'll book you in, and you, Mr. 97, will book you in, and bulk billing clinic, which will be fine. And what we need to do is go and get our referral. And this referral is so that we don't have to pay to then go and get a blood test.
At a pathologist.
So we can go to a pathologist.
Is that pathology?
Pathology. And so we'll get a blood test.
Yeah.
And
so the GP doesn't actually take it themselves.
No. GPs don't take.
No, that's what I was saying on Friday.
Depends. Like a GP can take blood, but they're not going to. You need to go to a pathology clinic. They send it off to the lab and stuff. So then we got to go back to the doctor because
to analyze it.
Well, they'll give us a results sheet.
So the issue, can we actually do, like, I know we want to see who's got the most amount of testosterone. How do we feel about having a few other key health indicators? What about vitamin D?
Sure. I mean, this is.
Do you want to do cholesterol?
Well, the thing is, one of us needs to go to actually start this to see what they'll provide us in the one.
So I've definitely.
I'm happy to go do that. On Friday, I was just sussing out. I was just calling a place around the corner to check it out.
It's a place around the fucking corner.
Well, I think.
To get our blood test. I don't know. Like the place around the corner thing.
Mate, they've got a place in Richmond.
It's
as
a
well.
Bulk billing. You just go to any of them. They're clean. We're in Australia.
I know.
If you go to Baldwin North.
What's your problem?
So. I just think that potentially the idea of just going to a medical place and doing it versus, like, we know Harper, we know all these
people. I asked him. He said the exact thing to do. I've asked him a long time ago. Harper said, go to a GP, tell him that you want to get your testosterone levels tested, but with a bunch of other stuff, and they'll do it for you.
I don't know. I just thought that maybe there was an opportunity to, if there was a podcast listener who has a hookup, is a pathologist or fucking, I don't know, GP or something, I don't want to have to go to the fucking, I don't go to the doctor for anything.
Where is your, do you have a GP? Or do you just
Dr. Baum,
I don't.
My family doctor, he would be like, oh my God, like you've changed a lot. Like the last time I was there was probably like fucking 13 years old.
I mean, I bumped into the GP, local GP, who's inspected my penis that many times as a kid. That sounds weird.
I've never had
my penis. I had my balls twisted once. Check them out.
Did you have to go into surgery?
Luckily, untwisted, bro.
So we talk about, I mean, Amy criticised the other day about smart and you've gone straight to balls.
No, but the testicles. So then there's a twist. It is the most painful fucking thing. Oh my God, I know a kid who had to do surgery to get rid of it. But you're going to man up, you're going to stop being a baby. We're going to the GP.
But just quickly,
we're getting it.
On the balls thing.
You'll do it. Yeah. He'll just look like an idiot if he doesn't do it.
This is the thing. So you guys are all going to go together?
No.
Okay, I'll just fucking do it. No, but my point is the Victoria Street, I don't know.
So the thing about GPs,
it's just a referral, mate.
You're literally going and saying, hi, mate, sure. I want to get my testosterone tested. Can I have a referral for a blood test? Mm-hmm. She says,
thumbs
good.
Up, yeah.
Do you reckon we could, maybe there's something in the folliculitis thing as well?
I mean, you don't want to bog it down. You'd have to
swab your head.
I mean, you could find somebody to come and do a diagnosis on the night, which is a bit much. We're going to release the testosterone thing and whoever wins gets 10 grand.
That's not true.
No, that's not true.
And so.
And Gemma was announcing that?
No, I wanted the kid from.
Nathan?
I wanted Nathan, who announced on the video that we made at the athlete's foot of who has the bigger foot. So I thought he could just be our go-to guy who announces.
Maybe Gemma could announce vitamin D or cholesterol.
No, I think Gemma will work out what Queen Gronk Gemma is up to. Mm-hmm. But I think to start with.
Great. So we got a message, Nath, to.
Let's lock it in. I mean, it might even be a trip to Shoppo to tell him in person. Really just ambush him.
That's funny.
Ambush him. We go to Shoppo. Backstory is Josh and I had a silly little tiff about who has a bigger foot. And we were walking past at the athlete's foot and we thought, fuck, how good would it be if we actually got it measured, one of those machines? Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be the old school thing. Yeah. Turns out it's some digital footprint thing. And so they give you really accurate. and this young bloke, he was just
Nathan.
Nathan was keen.
Is it Nathan?
It's Nathan.
So Nathan was up for it. It turns out we got Muchies.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, he gave us the announcement of who has the bigger foot.
And so you won by like a very small number.
It's a whole size.
Yeah.
It's not a small number. Small numbers 0.5 or small numbers like we're the same on both sides.
Well, the funny thing is that
full
I think
size,
that
bigger on both on feet. One,
no, not on both feet, I don't think. Anyway. I don't give a fuck. Actually, don't.
No, it sounds like you pretty much get.
No, why? It's funny.
So I think we keep it to the specific. We keep it specific for the reveal,
mm-hmm.
and then we've also got Hayden Dibb, who's getting a tattoo during the show of the Daily Talk Show.
And so we need to organise the tattooist.
Yep.
What else do we need to organise?
Crowd organize. I wonder if that's a thing. Get a bunch of gronks on to help organize.
Yeah. So
if you've got any suggestions for the 500th, you can let us know at hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
Do you think that we have a projector on the night where we can play out? So I was thinking I did that video.
You got the live video behind.
Well, no, so I did the Ep 400 highlights video. I feel like I should spend like a day putting together an Ep 500 video with all some of the 400 stuff and some of the new things. You know, we had the bleaching of your hair and all, a bunch of other stuff that
A lot of requests to have that done again.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think you should.
But how do we feel about having a mechanism to be able to play video clips on a projector?
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love that.
Okay. So I can organize that. Mm. I think that's something that could be in my responsibilities. A PA system.
Yeah, that needs to get done. So we'll be up there on
it's
stage.
It's like a wooden stage.
Yeah,
sort
nice
of
little
thing.
Stage, elevated
it's
like area.
But then
we need a bit of audio pumping out to the crowd.
And so then we'll have how many seats? We'll have like 100 seats all sort of set up, and there's some sections in the booth, like a booth area.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to deal who gets the booth.
We actually have to have somebody organize it, like people. Managing the people
ushers.
Coming in.
Yeah, so we can't.
Need a few gronks to help out with being ushers. So, I mean, we've got our go-tos, which are Amy and Bree.
Uh-huh.
They're our go-to gronks.
Yeah, I haven't asked Bree yet.
No, I haven't asked Amy yet. I'm sure they just want to have a lovely night.
Uh-huh.
And
What could we?
I mean, so there's one more thing we haven't officially asked, but this show is where we officially ask people. Uh-huh. Our show baker.
Oh, yeah, Alex.
Alex.
What are you wanting?
We need your services as the show baker.
For the cake.
We need a cake. We need a 500 cake.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's 500 kilos, whether it's 500 grams, whether it has something. Whether it's got 500 on it. The theme is 500, yeah. Obviously.
What about.
But there has to be something. It's hundreds and thousands. That doesn't work.
And so 97, I'm thinking we bring that whole mixer. To the event.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that's a great idea. It's going to be problematic otherwise.
Yeah,
you need that many inputs and outputs.
So then we have the mixer. I think we can have some microphones. I think we could have some microphones. It would be good. I think we could speak to Rode or Store DJ or
radio
something.
Radio microphone, like a handheld.
To get a handheld so we can have that around.
Mr. 97, I'd love him in a headset, the aeroplane headset. So he's walking around.
So Rode doesn't do that. So we'll have to, the thing is we'll
Sennheiser
need to.
Sennheiser does it?
Yeah.
Find somebody. But yeah, so we have either Mr. 97 in a headset and a bum bag. Yeah. And he walks
around.
How do
you feel about that?
And he hands out. So like we get him in the crowd. We got Gronk over there.
Yeah.
Like, and Gronk Trev, he's over there. Can you go give him the microphone? And so you're just out there. We're sort of interacting. It's exciting. How are you feeling about the night, Mr. 97s? Like,
I'm excited.
You've got a few of the Coconut Crew coming to support.
Yeah, Jason Andre coming.
So appreciate that.
How do you feel about like, I'm just geeking out in the technology.
Okay.
We could have like almost a... So we could have the headset microphone. So you got a headphone so you can hear everything that's happening. And I'll get you a pack where you can turn the mic off and on because you might be wanting to talk to people or things like that or moments where you don't want to
patch through. Yeah.
And so there'll be moments where you'll be able to press the button. Like, so we'll talk to you and then you'll be able to turn on your mic, unmute your mic, and be able to talk. Now, the trick is going to be, you're going to have your mic and there's going to be the wireless mic you don't need to talk into the wireless mic as well. You give them that mic and you can just be talking into your one. I'll add some compression and stuff so you sound good.
Yeah.
The concern I have is you cannot turn the microphone on if you're too close to the speakers. If we get any fucking feedback, it just looks bad. It's amateur hour.
Which is, this actually is also with feedback for the show. If you give us feedback for the show.
No, we'll take feedback for the show. But the squealing sound of speakers is pet peeve. It's, happening.
Because we're a kind of show where it's actually being managed from the people up on stage in terms of the audio.
Well, that's
stuff.
What I think. Like the whole mixer thing, there's going to be a lot going on. But I think my feeling is we embrace the technology stuff and just chuck everything at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel the same way?
Yeah. I mean, money is just a...
Well, so you were saying, you were like, man, when we first got there, you're like, now you don't want to be worrying about that stuff. You just want to be able to focus on the thing. I've actually, and I initially was like, yeah, we're just maybe getting AV guys or something. I actually think that part of the fun is me being able to set up and kit it out the way that I want to kit it out.
It's more just while we're on stage. Like, what happens if you need to, if it starts squealing its head off? Because it's always the case, right? You get Josh.
You've tested everything.
Josh Pitterman, he's at EMCG and he's about to do the bloody national anthem. Mm-hmm. And he says, have you checked it? Yeah. And then he goes out and it's fucked.
Yeah. He couldn't hear the in-ear stuff.
It's like the moment, the thing that you needed to do. One job. So then what happens?
That brings up another interesting point. I was thinking, I want this to be good. I want this to be fucking amazing. Like, I actually want this to be amazing. Like, this is right in my sort of wheelhouse in regards to putting on a performance for a bunch of people.
I mean, it starts at home.
Yeah.
Your parents have people over for dinner. You say, can I put a pots and pan show on?
Well, for me, it started like my auntie used to have a fax machine. And so the fax paper where it was all attached really long, I'd create an awesome banner. And she had, this is Maureen, at Maureen's place, she had a risen bit type of thing.
It's perfect for a stage.
And so that would be the stage and I'd put the whole thing down. One of the things I was thinking is I think that maybe at the start, maybe in the middle or maybe at the end, we have an acoustic performance by someone.
Well, there's a bunch of time before we start the live show.
Mm-hmm.
And the live show starts. So the venue opens. Or
what about Amy and her sister?
We open. Yeah. There's a bunch of time. So there is time. You know what would be cool? What? We've got half an hour after. And this is the thing. It might run over. So maybe beforehand, just like some light music. It's just like some light music.
I'm thinking like, because one of the criticisms, so one of the things when we had released the sounds, Jack and Radio Mike in the studio.
Oh, no, but they were on Uncommon. I saw that performance.
But I spent half an hour trying to get reverb in the mixer so that when they did the performance, they had reverb. Couldn't fucking work out how to do it. Anyway, I'm like, Mission 97 was basically like, man, no one fucking cares. Like, it doesn't matter. Just get run with it. Anyway, the guys do one round of performance and then Jack says, hey, man, can we just get a little bit of reverb? I nearly had a meltdown.
Rockstars.
So the thing is,
Rockstars demanding reverb.
I would love to have some form of performance where like- between now and then where there's reverb. But not only that, I want the option because I know the mixer can fucking do it. PreSonus, help me. I'm trying to work out how to do it. I want to be able to, during the show at any point, turn on some reverb.
Which is, what is reverb like?
Can you do it on your
echo?
Just okay.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh,
welcome.
It's for singing. It's not for us. We don't want that shit.
But I think that there could be some funny moments where I'm like, it's a daily talk show.
Yeah, I mean, you just did it. You just bring your own reverb,
I think it'd be fun. What do you think?
Can you do it on the iPad?
No. I reckon if
how
you
would you do it on the iPad? I want to hear his rationale for the iPad.
Well, I'm just thinking through what the interface looks like because you've got all the levels on the iPad, but can you turn off and work out how to do that.
So the mixer, yeah, definitely I could control the mixer from the iPad. The idea of having a microphone through the iPad, too much latency.
No.
The idea of having, yes, there is within the PreSonus, there's an FX button. And that FX button controls all the faders and you can turn up how much of the specific effect. Are we still rolling, by the way? Because the screen just came off. We can control how much effect we're giving it. And so because I can control the fader, I can do that. Mm. So I'm confident. Yeah. So I think that that would be a fun thing to do.
Yeah, I think it would be good too. There's also, we're trying to work out how we do this. Like I think that there is a period of time when we're not actually in the venue. And
you and I.
So you and I, Josh.
How do you feel about that 97? How did you imagine the night? Like if you were to paint the picture of the night, 6:30, people are arriving. What's their experience? Mm. What's a user experience?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how the tickets, I mean, I guess you're going to get your ticket scanned on the way in.
It's like the TEDx talk that we did with.
Yeah, it's simple. That's the easiest part of it.
You come in, get your ticket scanned.
Can we have lanyards?
Yeah, we can't. We need to get uni tickets.
How cool would that be
to have lanyards?
Yeah.
Does everyone get a lanyard or just?
Yeah, it'd be cool. It's cool.
Or just the Gronk squad for like.
Nah, Gronk squad.
Like everyone gets
squad. This is all, yeah. This is all blue sky thinking. Just this is a question.
I want barcodes on all of them.
It's not got nothing to do with the ticket then because this ticket, the ticket.
I don't care,
process,
but I just want there to be a barcode.
You can put a barcode on there. People get barcodes tattooed on them. Doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you come in, get your ticket scanned, potentially pick up a lanyard. I don't know.
Was the lanyard in your vision or did
you just threw that in. There's going to be
the guy who doesn't like balloons is talking about lanyards. So I'll just leave that out there. Anyway, continue.
I think it's a good keepsake for everyone.
There's going to be a place. What do you do with your bags and stuff? You want to have a spot to.
We're not a fucking bag room place.
No, but people are going to have like.
Have you ever been out? Have you ever been out?
Yeah, we need a cloakroom.
People are going to be coming from work. It's at 6:30.
Yeah, but have you ever been? What do you do when you go to the movies? They got a cloakroom there?
But I don't want to keep my bag with me the whole night.
And so
he's never been out before to a fucking event. Because you go to the circus, you go to the fucking a nightclub. Most of them, they're not going to like maybe a bag room.
Do we
room?
Need security checking bags?
No, there's no fucking bag room. You bring your handbag.
What about people checking bags?
So if you brought your gym bag from work, you're fucked up.
No, but if people, I think backpacks and stuff, people will be kept like
100%.
Wayne will be walking straight from where his work is.
You make to the AU decision. 79. What are you guys living in? What world are you living in?
Even if you don't have an area, right? You just want your seat to put it under.
Of course. That's the solution. But you're talking as a bag room.
So in the time,
there's 100 seats
in,
to be able to get to
in the time between checking in, do you just drop your bag off at a seat?
You hold it and on. And that's just yours. Or you go sit down.
I think that's exactly what happens at events.
Should we allocate the seats? Oh, definitely no allocation. It's first in best dressed and there will be someone. We probably need someone young, someone up on stage giving some direction.
Could Mr. 97 do a bit of a... If we had the microphone.
Could you be the guy up on stage saying, you know, guys, I was all concerned about your bags and bringing your gym bags and maybe you got stuff. Like, you should go and sit down, maybe put it under there. seats aren't, they're not like...
Why are you doing that
accent? It's not reserved seating.
It's not reserved seating, so please make sure toilets are that way. Like, this is a great MC.
Yeah.
What about the idea of you dressing up as a flight attendant?
No.
What about the...
Could we put it out there that...
What about the tailors that were going to come on the show?
Could there be...
A 3D print my suit?
No, but could there be... I reckon, could we get the Gronk squad to decide what Mr. 97 wears on the night?
Oh, that's a great
idea. That's fucking a brilliant idea.
Maybe, I love it. Like, I know it's a bit radio, but it'd be great to have a wheel that we do.
Wheel of Fortune.
What are the options? I mean, I know when Hamish and Andy were in New York, Jack Post was dressed up as a butler. So I think we rule out the butler.
Can't do that. There's onesies, costume shop. I mean, if there's one guy, because it is close, we're actually flying out on Halloween to the States. Mm-hmm. And so maybe we're just bringing a bit of the Halloween
sort of stuff.
I mean, Mr. 97 could be a Halloween costume.
What about the idea of him switching costumes? So pre-show he has a certain costume and then when the show's on, he's got a new costume.
Where are we?
You and I agree that it doesn't necessarily make any sense for us to, like, we love hanging out and all that sort of thing. But from a showmanship point of view, to bring the fucking boom, 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 like, you had this vision, which sounded like a UFC fight where you want to come out and you want cameras following us, tracking as long as we come out. Like, you've created some
through
form
the crowd, you're just walking through.
If you've seen, what's his name? He just fought over the weekend. Melbourne? Yeah, yeah, Adesanya. Well,
what was the song? K-San?
A guy just fought recently and it was so good. So good. Style Bender. He's a guy from Auckland and or from New Zealand. Your native land.
Yeah.
He's from there and he did the best walkout in Melbourne at the UFC. It was so good. He had a full dance and he came out to pumping music. Anyway, it was nothing like that. All I just thought was we need to at least have the pre-show, like, you know, Mr. 97 up there telling people what's happening, some vibe happening, some music happening, and then we come out and go up on stage and do the show.
Do we have guests?
I just think you don't do well with the greetings. Uh-huh. So I'm trying to, like, how do I look out for my bro? And it's, let's not empty your tank with a few handshakes and kisses.
Well, what a night. Could I?
Just your emotional tank is what I'm saying.
What about if I wore a t-shirt that said hugs only?
Yeah.
So if we can bring
the branding?
Yeah, maybe a hat hugs only, or maybe we just make it clear, hey, at the end, you can come and, like, we're going to all get a hang and chat.
No,
only give Josh a hug.
The Gronk score greeting is a hug.
Mm-hmm. Have we determined that before?
No, I don't think so.
No, I liked it's your like sort of the Josh, behind Josh that. I like Ryan. You sort of like.
Yeah, no, we did like determine
the,
it before.
It's like, oh, the
we
minimalists.
Have? No, I haven't, but it was good. I like that. Bring more of that. See, the confidence, like, he said that, like, it was a thing.
Well, I remember I've heard guests before saying, like, I sort of walking to the desk as they're greeting Mr. 97. She's like, ah, I get a hug from everyone. Mm. I'm like, oh, God, what has 97 done?
My wife shook Ash Williams' hand.
I would too. No, I enjoy a good handshake of Ash.
No, but I was looking at Ash. I was just, he's definitely a smoocher. Like, he's definitely a going in for a kiss, but he was on the couch.
You were eyeballing the handshake was happening.
Shit down. So I love that. I love that.
Queen Gronk, she's like.
Oh, she's the best MC.
Yeah, so.
She's the best MC. Could it be a duo?
A duo.
Yeah. Imagine if.
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, I'm happy for Gemma to.
No. I think that you would have to lead, but.
I mean, yeah. This is the first ever time I've emceed anything. Actually, probably the first time, like, publicly doing anything.
I mean,
anything.
Gemma's expensive. This is the problem. Amazing. So if Gem will do us a freebie, but the thing is, because this is the other thing, we're going to have all of these VIP Gronks. We want to bring them into the show in some way. Mm. So it's like you have fucking.
Oh, my God, I just worked something out.
Scooter Derek, you have Tall Gronk. Like, how we. Yeah.
Mm. Belinda, Kay.
All the names. How do we actually, how do we get everyone involved? Or am I doing the wrong approach where it's like I'm being the mum that's like everyone gets the same thing, you all get participation?
I think if I was going to any live event, I would expect some entertainment and to sit there. And it's like anything. You go to the circus, you don't want to be picked out. People actually like enjoying watching something play out. And so hang on quickly. There is booths at the back. Which one will have a camera, obviously, in the booth. But these are, it's almost nightclub-esque. I think unless there is some reserve seating and it's if you have a squeegee key ring. There is something. It's like a nightclub ring. Yeah. Like, you get primo access. So BK, I know he's coming. There's some primo shit happening
just
for him.
Just use your barcode on your lanyard and that will get you in.
No. Squidgy. With the squidgy. About squidgy.
You have to bring the squidgy, but then.
If you don't have the squidgy.
So if you've got a hat, what?
Well, if you've got a hoodie too, like there's a hoodie tier. There's a squeegee keyring cult tier, which these went out. I mean, there's people in America that have these. Two people in America have the squeegees.
But I think the big thing is going to work out how we can integrate people in a fun way. Mm. I think we can play games and stuff like that and really fucking like, let's make it the best fucking night ever.
The thing that happens with that is structure and it's not your best suit.
No, I think structure could work.
No, it does. That's what I'm saying. It has to flow through with structure. Mm. And one of our greatest gifts is not to be able to stick to a structure.
Well, it's a good thing that we have two mics.
We need someone to run us. Like a good producer who's been throwing up his hands. How many seconds have we got left to talk?
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, literally 1 minute. Did you not see the thing?
No, I saw it, but so have we finished?
Yeah. We'll try this whole thing where it's like...
You fucked it. He didn't say your time's done.
No, he did 1 minute. That's what I asked.
Yeah. I literally did the five and the one.
Yeah. Initiative to say, you need to stop talking. But also... Your time's up.
Just some feedback. When he did the one finger...
Saw it.
You don't need to lose your mind. So you know
before we go,
the listeners, the viewers, they don't know he's done that. And so that's a good guide for us just to be like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. It's the Daily Talk Show. You don't need to, this isn't the fucking project that's going into some other show.
This is going to another show. This is going to the show of life. And as soon as this stops.
Yeah, you can have your Sunday night. Anyway, it's the Daily Talk Show. hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. If you've got any ideas around this, and I think this is the contentious issue around the live event is, having worked in live events now within the sense of the Nando's thing, you get very mic heavy. You love to get on the mic. You love talking. And so we need to come across with some potential safe words. So if I feel that you're talking too much, or if you feel that I'm talking too much, we can say steak.
Or we can say
elephant. I mean,
The thing is, we're doing a show. That's why it's not going to be the furthest thing from what we do.
But it'd be good to just sort of, one-minute thing, and you sort of brought that energy. We don't want that on the night.
Yeah, you know, but there's a few things that are going to be different. And so we don't want to change too much. And that's why I'm saying I don't want to layer it too much for you and for myself.
Well, the thing is, 1,400 farmers in South Africa, that's the Nando's, that's what they've
got. Chilies.
Yeah, the bird's eye, African bird's eye chili is how they make the peri-peri sauce.
Great.
Anyway, LA fact?
LA fact of the day. The LA Department of Water and Power spent $34 million on 96 million black balls that they put into the water reservoir to stop it from evaporating.
Seen the video.
I don't know if it was the LA one, but I saw those... all the black balls rushing down. That's so cool.
Yeah, you imagine it just like stops all the heat being able to, water, the whole thing. Yeah, science. All right. It's a Daily Talk Show. We'll see you on Monday, guys.
See you guys.